True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Football Friday on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Tua going deep. Oh, he's got Hill! He's got Hill! That is six! First down and 10. Across the middle, caught by Waddle, and there he goes! Look at Waddle fly! Woo! What a play!
Let's get to today's starting lineup.
Mark Hochman, University of Miami. Avocado toast, Aperol Spritz fan.
Channing Crowder, University of Florida. I have ass on my foot.
Alejandro Solana, waitlisted at UCF. I watch a lot of SportsCenter.
Jimmy Garcia, St. Thomas University. They call me El Baño.
Football Friday begins now. Let's ball, brother.
That was excellent. That's how you know it's a special day of Football Friday. Everyone is here from El Baño on down. Talk a lot of football today, Jack. And we got some Aronde Gadsden the second in action tonight. Which,
can't wait.
Yeah, like if you feel part of this show over the last decade, like that's really cool. That's like, you feel like he's your nephew. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm talking about listeners, like anyone, yeah. Like you've, I mean, Aronde's been the OG uncle on the show for a decade, longer for me. He used to come out with me in 790. Like I'm like, yeah, it's going to be really neat tonight to see his son out there.
How old was OG? When I met big OG, little OG was a baby.
Right,
think about it.
I've been here.
He's probably has to be 22, 23. I got here 20 years ago. Oh, I remember little OG like stumbling around, not even being able to walk, and now he's playing in the NFL. I feel old.
Maybe 2021.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Interesting Cowboys-Eagles game last night. We'll talk about that. Football Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Miami and Indianapolis. Starting at just $30 for your first year, that's like $2 and 50 cents a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Told you that Dallas bet 8.5. It was just too much. I do not know how Pizzola's under ended up cashing. I had it in a parlay. I had the under. That under, your over, looked like a runaway winner in the first half. I was so pissed at Pizzola. And this is what happens in gambling. There's no scenario that over shouldn't have cashed last night.
Nope. You know, I'll tell you why. CeeDee Lamb can't catch. That's why it didn't cash. That was crazy that he missed those two balls.
Solana was right on Dallas. Like, everyone writing them off as, you know, a joke team now. And, I mean, 8.5 points. It's a lot of points. Like, I think that may be the biggest spread of the week. No joke. I think last night may have been the biggest spread of week one, which tells you what people think about the Cowboys. And I thought they looked pretty decent. Dak looked pretty decent.
Yeah, Dak was spinning it. I always said Dak's going to play great till January hits, and he's going to get his ass whooped first round. That's what Dak does.
I'm just looking at the other lines to see if that is the largest. Yeah, that's the biggest line. That was the biggest line of the week. I mean, that tells you something. Obviously, you're going to play the Super Bowl champion at their homes, prime time. There's going to be a premium placed on that. But that tells you what the general public or gambling public thinks about Dallas. And I think it's a little overblown.
Yeah. And the Eagles got real conservative.
Yes.
They got super.
Yes. And when you have an over, that's very annoying.
That was killing me. I'm like, bro, you're not going to throw it anymore?
But it's what Pizzola said, that the Eagles, historically, I'm going to last season, right? The sample size was there. They get a lead. Nobody's better at just grinding you out, up your throat, nonstop. And then when Jalen Hurts literally doesn't get tackled when he rushes, I mean, it's literally a perfect recipe.
That was insane. I mean, he did whatever he wanted to do. What a luxury. Oh my God. That first touchdown that he scored, I looked at DJ. I was like, oh, what a luxury. Because we don't have that.
No.
I mean, we might.
No, we don't.
Never know what old McDaniel and Tua have ruined. Look at that, Solana. He's flipped the script. He's wearing a Tua jersey. He has been undercover all offseason long as a Tua detractor, and on the first actual Football Friday, he has unveiled himself. He has taken off the Scooby-Doo mask. He is the number one Tua fan in South Florida. Welcome aboard, Solana.
Is that a Tagovailoa?
I'm here, baby.
Or is that a Upremian?
Garo Upremian, actually.
And Solana, you run it down their throat, not up their throat. I don't know where
right
that phrase came from.
Right up their throat.
Depends
baby
what you're
right
trying to do. Speak right for up yourself. There. I've been to some wild parties at UM.
Run it right up their throat.
Huh? Right up their throat.
I'll give you a Miami football report. These are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com. Launch your future today. Just talking about, you know, what we're thinking and what the public thinks. Joe Shad tweeted out the results of a poll in The Athletic. 19% of Dolphins fans feel optimistic about this season. The only lower results amongst fan bases, the Colts, the Saints, the Cowboys, and the Browns.
I'm not surprised.
That surprises me a little bit. Look at the state. Now, I'm guessing the poll was taken recently because I'm guessing Cowboys fans feel despondent after the Mike, or at least Micah was demanding a trade at that point. I'm guessing they were assuming Cowboys fans were assuming at that point Micah Parsons was not going to be part of the team. So I could see where they would feel non-optimistic about the season. You totally understand the Colts. It's either Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. Mm-hmm. You totally understand the Browns. They made a mess of what could have been a much better situation for them. And the Saints, I mean,
terrible.
Between Spencer Rattler and
Shirley
Huff, whatever.
So his name is funny.
You're telling me that Dolphins fans have the same amount of optimism with Tua, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle that those teams do? What on earth am I missing?
You're missing that they were 9-8 and they lost a bunch of talent and didn't add anything but a big running back in the third round and a guard. That's where the narrative comes. That's what. That's why people are down on them. You
first
lose Jalen.
You guard. I mean, you addressed a position of need, and
Calais, Jalen, who else? We lost some of Teron Armstead. You lost John three All Pro, Jonnu Smith, four Pro Bowlers, three All Pros, and you add a guard. I just will they be bad? Like I said, 10-7 would be great for us, but they were a 9-8 team and they lost a bunch of talent. I understand. I don't agree that they're going to be terrible, but I understand the skepticism.
But you think the skepticism is in the same category as Cleveland and Indy, which again, you tell me how Indy is favored over the Dolphins. Someone please explain this to me. And New Orleans, like, how are they in that category? Now, if you maybe say, hey, Dolphins fans are just not optimistic because 25 seasons in a row, they haven't had any reason to be optimistic. So it's just a carryover. They could have Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Cam Ward. I mean, you know, but we're still not optimistic because after 25 years, if we don't see a playoff win, we're never going to be optimistic. I can kind of understand that. But if you're looking at this season and what it could be to be as, I mean, as unoptimistic as those teams, what am I missing?
And we just talked about the Cowboys. So much negativity in the offseason. So much media narrative. There's not Tyreek and Tua don't even talk anymore. They're not friends. I mean, they don't, you know what I mean? It's just so Patriots, much negativity.
Patriots fans, they're optimistic. Is that just because they've been a historically winning club? Because they're optimistic with Drake May, but we're not optimistic with Tua?
Huck, they've had change. They have a new coach, and they have a young quarterback. We have Tua in his sixth year, and we have McDaniel in his, what, fourth year? Like, we've seen, fourth, yeah. It's almost like we've seen that we've watched this movie before.
Hawk, if you take the Dolphins out of it, right, and we kind of just go through it, and again, I'm with you guys. This team is not a horrendous football team, but just take the Dolphins out of it. You're going into year seven with a general manager calling the shots who, unfortunately, hasn't had any sort of postseason success. Nothing's come to fruition with him. Your quarterback is unable to stay healthy outside of one season going into his sixth year. And you lost all the talent that Crowder just told you. Plus, your star player literally quit on his team a season ago. Like, just take yourself out of it from being a Dolphins fan or following the team. If I told you that about any other team, you'd probably say, yeah, that's not the best situation happening.
Well, I can do that, though. I could do that the opposite way. I could make things sound all fluffy and great by just picking some, you know, stats from the other side. I could say, hey, they went out and got one of the best tight ends that the game has seen in the last decade. I'm not giving you any context because Darren Waller's not even going to play Sunday. He seems to be more injured than we thought. But I think I could do that. Like, I think I could do that. I could do that with Matthew Judon. And, like, I think I could do what you're doing on the positive side.
You've watched Titanic. Spoiler alert, Jack's going to die. He's died four times in a row. That fifth time, Jack's gonna die holding on to that door. I think that's where the skepticism.
I understand. If that's the case, because we've seen it for 25 straight years, and that's where the level of optimism is from. That I understand. If it's based on what the roster is and what the coaching situation is, then I don't get it, because our roster is like. You think the Jets fans are optimistic? Because according to this Athletic poll, they're more optimistic than the Dolphins. So the Jets fans are more optimistic with Justin Fields.
Yes, even because the change, what is Aaron Glenn? What is Justin Fields with when he has an offense under him and this new offense he's in? There's no change here. There was only subtraction. There's no coaching changes. There's no player changes. We just lost four Pro Bowlers.
I think we'll have a new outside linebackers coach at some point.
Hawk, I think at this point, the fan base, I'm putting myself in this category, is saying, fine, you want to do this again with this core, fine, but I'm not buying into it until I see it. I compare all the time the Dolphins and the Philadelphia 76ers. I think there's a lot of comparisons you can draw between the two. The Sixers have a ton of talent. They have one of the best players in the NBA. He can't stay healthy. They've put together some good rosters. But until Joel Embiid gets out of the second round, you think Sixers fans, until he proves they can get out of the second round, you think Sixers fans are going into this season saying, hey, this is our year? No, because they've seen the Titanic 5 times already. They know how it ends. It's Joel Embiid getting injured. And I'm not saying Tua's going to get injured. I just think overall, until I see it from the Dolphins, it's hard for me to believe it.
Huh. Colts, Pats, Bills, Jets. That's the first 4 games. Leave that 3-1. Skepticism's gone. That's what. Leave that 3-1. Leave that run 3-1, and this whole swings. The optimism is 80%. It swings the other way. You leave that stretch 3-1.
Or just beat Buffalo on the road, prime time. I'm not even kidding.
How about 2-2?
Solana, that was my one. That's why I didn't say 4-0. That was my one. Buffalo prime time.
If you start 3-0, I mean, Hawk is going to look like a genius. You beat Buffalo on the road in prime time, a team that you can never beat, and literally the type of team you're incapable of beating in the McDaniel era. You do that, Hawk, you want people to be enthusiastic. You want to see how the pulse shifts after you win that game. That's the game that the Dolphins have to go win until they prove that they can win that game.
Don't come run into my bosom when you're all ready for a little Dolphins excitement, when you're all ready to get it shoved up your throat. Don't come running old Uncle Mark here.
In your throat. I'll be all in your throat, baby.
You're going up people's throats. So they're beating the Bills 8 p.m. Thursday night in Buffalo.
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm not betting
did you
that.
See, did you see what Dallas did in Philadelphia last night? That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, I want to sell you my house in Atlanta, oceanfront.
I think you have a buyer, and who's your scuba instructor in Bolivia?
Randy Stark.
Sell it to him. How'd you like a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. WQAM's MVP experience with Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. You can go to WQAM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He'll speak to the students, take some pictures, all that good stuff. You want contest rules, you want to enter, go to WQAM.com. On the program today, Tuan Russell, he's going to join us from the team bus. He's going to be on the team bus when he joins us in 15 minutes or so. Tuan Russell, former Cane, former Dolphin. He also runs the Russell Education Foundation, and all the Hockman burgers sold this month at Tucker Duke's, $1 will go to the Russell Education Foundation. And then, because I went there last night for dinner, when they bring you your check, you can donate more to the Russell Education Foundation if you so desire. It's right there on the keypad. And so Tuan Russell will join us. We could talk Canes and Dolphins with him. Lee Sterling is going to join us, and we'll get some winners, hopefully, from him. And we're going to pick some games ourselves today. It's a Football Friday. We're feeling festive and feisty. So we're going to pick some games. And we'll see how things stack up at the end of the season with us versus each other and us versus Rob Pizzola and Lee Sterling. And so we'll do that later on. We'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on with the Dolphins as well. We'll get a final injury report on this Football Friday. And then before you know it, be time for a little college football tomorrow. Actually, NFL football tonight, college football tomorrow, and a big slate of opening Sunday games just 2 days from now. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Ah, the high school team bus, a notoriously great environment for a radio interview.
Really? I'm looking forward to this.
I saw Twan's son at the Detroit-Miami mixed practice, whatever they call it, scrimmage practice.
Oh, joint practice, yeah.
He was on the Lions.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he went to Vanderbilt.
Undrafted, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's why I was looking. That's why I was looking down. I was trying to look up to see if he made the team and all that. But Twan's son was working out.
Where'd he go? Vanderbilt?
He went to Vanderbilt, started for 4 years, and then he was in the he was at camp with the Lions.
I wonder if he made the practice squad.
I don't know.
Any note?
I don't know how to use this Google that well.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So here's the updates on the Miami Dolphins. You mentioned Darren Waller, we know, dealing with a hip injury, and it's not looking great for Darren Waller in terms of availability week one this Sunday in Indianapolis. So I don't know. Take your pick on who it's going to be. Dolphins have a pair of tight ends on the practice squad. I'm all in on Rucci season, baby. Hayden Rucci, sign me up. But the Dolphins will likely elevate somebody.
This Darren Waller thing's a little quizzical, no?
Yes, it is. The never practice. Like he's never practiced.
Like, you know, I understand bringing someone along slowly, but I mean, when's he gonna be ready? 2029?
Getting him ready to play with Tua's son, Tua Junior. He had to pass a physical though, and Frank Smith is his guy. Like something,
right? Like obviously, hey, I don't think Frank Smith, you know, called Darren Waller and said, hey, let's pull a fast one on the Dolphins here. I think I can make you a few mil. Like, I think everybody had good intentions. It just doesn't seem, I don't know, it seems odd.
Yeah. Since it's been happening, I said the same thing, Hawk. Week 7 bonus player. That's what he's going to become.
or, you know, mental rep champion of the NFL this season.
All right.
Hey, listen. They're going to see this Julian Hill and put him out there with no legs.
Well, that's good. It'll go with his no arms.
The other
put Julian Hill and Darren Waller together. You've got two arms and two legs.
11 and a half players. The ref doesn't know what to call.
The other disappointing news, and there is good news here. I'm not just giving you the downer stuff, but James Daniels, a Dolphins right guard that they signed that Crowder mentioned, he's now questionable. He rolled his, or he has an ankle injury. And the good news is that, remember, he had torn his Achilles last year. So he's coming in, you know, after a major injury. The ankle injury is opposite the Achilles tear from a season ago. So that's good news. Doesn't seem to be a concern.
It's
but
only his own. No, thank God he's only got two injured feet.
Both his legs are hurt. Oh, Solana, we appreciate
the bullet there.
We gotta see that, man. We gotta see that five together. We have to see Paul, Austin, Brewer, Daniels, and Savigneau. Savin the Cayu, the Bayou.
Savin down the Bayou. Yeah. The question is, how many games will we see all five of those together?
I don't think they've been together all camp.
You guys want to guess? Like, what would the line be at? Nine of the 17?
Oh, man. I would take the under on that.
Yeah.
I would, just based on how many times did they have the same five offensive line last season?
Not often.
I mean, it couldn't have been nine times, I don't think.
They haven't. Am I wrong, Solana? They have not played together the entire. Never been all five out there.
Well, no, because Austin Jackson literally didn't take a preseason snap. I don't know, like, the practices over the past couple days, but as far as training camp, no, Austin Jackson didn't practice. The Dolphin center, Aaron Brewer, missed some time earlier in training camp as well. Yeah, no, they haven't
Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor's in this Hard Rock commercial. You seen the Hard Rock commercial with Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very excited about it. He's sending me the clip every day.
I bet.
So we'll see if it's going to be Keon Smith, Larry Borum. I guess would be Keon Smith. Maybe Kendall Lamb. I don't know. Take your pick. But none of those are exactly very enticing options. Here's the good news, though, ladies and gentlemen. Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane, quote, absolutely on track to play Sunday.
All right.
Yep.
All right. We'll get into some more Dolphin stuff later. Here's your schedule for tonight. Chargers, Chiefs in Sao Paulo, 8 p.m. It's free on YouTube. YouTube is where you watch the game. I saw the score bug for the YouTube broadcast yesterday. It was tweeted out. I think Awful Announcing, or maybe, I don't know, one of the accounts tweeted it out. And it looked awesome. I'm a score bug connoisseur. I'm very much looking forward to this broadcast tonight.
Do you know who's doing the broadcast?
I don't. I can find out for you in 2 seconds, but not off the top of my head.
What's a score bug?
Come on, Crowder.
I think Rich Eisen is doing the game.
Oh, is it Rich Eisen?
I think it's Rich Eisen.
Right.
Scoreboard is that little square in the bottom corner of the TV?
Bug. Score bug. Score it's bug. Not really in the bottom corner anymore. Usually it's across the bottom.
That's your favorite part of football?
Yeah, very important to the experience as a football fan.
He's not wrong.
That and NFL Red Zone not ruining their entire product, but whatever.
The two team names and the score and the clock is a great part of the game.
It's a fairly big portion
that
of the game.
That is ridiculous.
True. Remember when ESPN, this maybe a decade ago, had the first down or second, whatever the down and yardage was, in yellow, and everyone thought it was signifying that there was a penalty called on every play, and they every changed play. The score bug. Week one, ESPN changed the score bug in the middle of the game. You know how many programmers it takes to do that?
6 fourth graders.
Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner.
I like Rich Eisen.
He's okay. I like him as a talk show host and a personality. He's okay as a play-by-play broadcaster.
I don't think I've ever heard him call a game, but I enjoy his demeanor.
He does the NFL Network games.
Oh, okay.
So like when there's a game, you know, in Europe, it's always Eisen and Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner always wears a big puffy jacket.
Goose down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going viral every year, literally, for wearing that goose down puppy jacket.
Yeah. What are they called? South Point, South Pole? The South Point? Something.
That's right. South Point Poles. Yep. You nailed it.
Hurricanes Bethune-Cookman, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Listen to the broadcast here, 104.3 WQAM.
It's literally like doing a radio show at the hospital in One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest.
You know what the name is?
I called it a big puffy jacket, so you know I don't know.
See, Southport pole something.
All the Florida teams are in action. We'll get to that schedule later on. And Los Madelines do play tonight back at home. Your weather, pouring rain in Kendall. I know it's been rainy across South Florida once again. Getting ready for another one of those weekends. Back to you.
All right, Tuan Russell is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Tuan Russell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Now, he played linebacker for the Canes and the Dolphins. He's the athletic director at St. Thomas. I told you, Crowder, he's on the team bus right now. And I'm imagining Tuan puts the hoof down and says, hey, I'm doing a radio interview. You all are going to be quiet. There's going to be no shenanigans while we're driving on this bus while I'm doing a a radio hit, right? Tuan doesn't play around when it comes to that stuff.
Oh, he got that dad voice.
Yeah, exactly. And Tuan is a friend of the program for years. He's got this very worthy charity that we've been championing for years, the Russell Education Foundation. And we're raising money this month through sales of the Hockman Burger at Tucker Duke's for the Russell Education Foundation. So we got a lot going on with Tuan. He's with us now. Have you made the players on the bus be quiet for your radio appearance here?
I don't have to do that. They know when they step on this bus, they know what the standard is. So when they step on the bus, they know they can't talk. They got to get focused. You know, they got to become the warriors that we need them to be. And it's a process. So you just don't become a warrior. It's something you have to become. You have to work into it. So everybody has their own rhythm. So they're back there getting in their warrior mindset so we can go up here and take care of business.
I almost feel like being quiet, Crowder, because he just got me all like, now I want to be warrior. I want to get focused, Tuan. I don't want to talk anymore.
Tuan, y'all got a squad over there, huh? I heard y'all got a squad.
We're working on it. I mean, we had a tough one a couple weeks ago. But, you know, we're the type of team, we kind of grow into it. You know, we start the season off every week, you know, who we are when we start. But every week we get better. For us, it's about making it to the last game of the year and being successful. And every game is a process. And, you know, it's the same way the maturation process in life. You become better as you live life. As we play every game, our goal is to be better than the last play. And, you know, if we can be victorious after each one of those games and win a state championship, that's the goal. And that's what we want to accomplish, not just on the football field, but in life. And for us, it's about training these young men to be the best people they can be. Because if they can win in every aspect of their life, what are they going to do on the football field? They're going to win. So that's our goal, is to just make sure that they understand that, you know, to be successful in anything, you got to be great in the small things. You got to be great every day.
Yeah, I brought my team over there, and they all processed me pretty well.
I feel like my maturation process might be working in reverse. I feel like my shows are getting worse day by day. I feel like everything's getting a little bit worse day by day. I gotta get on that bus.
Your show. Your show is amazing.
Is there room on that bus for me? How would the kids react if I walk onto that bus?
I don't think we got an extra seat on any of the buses.
I'd walk on there with my L.L. Bean quarter zip on. Do I command respect?
Nah, you'll stand out.
What? They going to make him stand up. He won't even get a chair. He'll be Forrest Gump. Can't sit now, here.
We would have to put a coach next to you. If I put a coach next to you, they'll be all right. But if you get on this bus by yourself, you're going to break all the rhythms.
How come they keep false starting? I don't know. You saw that guy in the corner zip walk on that bus before they got here. All right, real quick, because I want to bounce around with you before we run out of time, and I want to talk about your charity as well. But just going back to Sunday night, Canes beating Notre Dame. I mean, you had to have liked what you saw, yeah?
I mean, it was an amazing night. Like, I'll be honest, going into the game, I had no expectations because of the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, I went into every season. We're winning a national championship. We're going to do this. And this year, I kind of, you know, I wouldn't say lowered my expectations, but I didn't have one. But I just love what Mario's doing. And I've been telling everyone I talk to from day one that, hey, really it's a 4-year process. But, you know, I'm a Canes fan. I'm an alumni, so I get caught up in the moment. But really, we're starting to see what he's done and what the culture change that he's making. I mean, 2 years ago, we don't win that game. We probably get blown out. Last year, you know, if we had that defense that played on Sunday night, we're sitting in the national championship game instead of Notre Dame. And we have the tools and we have the ability to be great. Now, you know, I don't think every game is going to be like that. I love the way, you know, Carson Beck played. He played really well. He's a game manager. But there's going to be a game where he's going to have to win the game. There's going to be a game where our defenses have to win the game. There's going to be a game where, you know, Malachi Toney and all those wide receivers are going to have to come up and win the game. But we saw that they have the people to do that, where, and maybe in some of the previous years, we were like, who's that guy that's going to step up? Well, we had several guys step up. And my favorite person that stepped up, I coached him literally. His name is Carter Davis. he kicked the game-winning kick. And I was like, man, I see my boy Carter out there dominating. And that's what it's about. It's about these guys knowing that they have the ability to do it, and anybody on that team's number can be called, and they'll step up and win. And that's what I saw on Sunday night, is that we have the people to win. We have the coaches to win. We just have to put it together for the remaining portion of the season.
Antoine, you said if they had that defense, they could have been a national championship. What is the expectation? After one win, I know they're 1-0. Don't they at least have to play in the ACC championship game this year to say that this four-year process worked?
100%. 100%. I think Mario understands that. I think he accepts that. He understands what the expectation is in Miami. The expectation is to win. We want to win every game. We want to win the ACC championship. We want to win a national championship. But I don't think he's thinking about any of that right now. He's thinking about his next opponent. That's his number one goal, is to win the next game. And with that mentality, I think we have a great chance to be successful this year.
Juan, the Russell Education Foundation, there's a couple things going on, not just the Hochman Burger, but you guys also have like a pick'em pool that's going on as well. And I want to make sure that people can get in on that, because I thought it was ending before the game started last night, and it's still on through Sunday, I believe, maybe even 2 weeks. But it's called Take Twan to the Bank, and you can go to RussellEducationFoundation.com. But it's a pick'em pool, essentially. It's a $150 donation for the season, and then you pick NFL winners each week and try to beat Twan, and then the money goes to the Russell Education Foundation. 20% of the pot, which is significant, will go to the winner at the end of the season. Are you good at these pick'em pools?
Well, I'll tell you, people like to play against me.
You're about as good as I am. Yeah.
I'm not very good, because I don't watch a whole lot of NFL games outside of the Dolphins. I don't get a chance to watch a lot of the games, especially now that my son's not with Detroit anymore. I don't know how much more outside of the Dolphins I'll be watching. I mean, outside of college and high school, that's my focus. And then the Dolphins, obviously. Sometimes I'm just kind of flipping the coin and guessing, but or picking them back when I played in 1997, which I'm like, oh, okay, how were they when I was playing? But they're a very different team.
Yeah, Vince Ferragamo's got quite an arm. I don't think.
Well, that's why they should play, because they're going to beat me. So they're going to have a chance for the pot.
Well, RussellEducationFoundation.com is where you go, and you can get in the Take Twan to the Bank pick'em pool. And again, $150, but it's going to go to the Russell Education Foundation, as is $1 from every Hochman burger sold during the month of September at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach. And I went there for dinner last night, Twan, in addition to the dollar that automatically goes, and we're trying to sell 500 Hochman burgers this month. So it'll be a $500
awesome
donation. But in addition to that, when they bring you, the little charge card machine at your table, you got to put the card in. After you do, what the tip is, a little screen pops up and it says, would you like to make an additional donation to the Russell Education Foundation? And you can donate an additional $1, $2, or $5 to the Russell Education Foundation. So if you go to Tucker Duke's, not only are you going to get delicious food, I hope you get the Hochman burger, but you're also going to have a chance to make a donation right there at the point of sale to the Russell Education Foundation. So it's a good reason to make a little trip to Tucker Duke's for lunch or dinner sometime this month. Would you eat the Hochman burger, Twan? I don't know. I've sent you a video. I don't know if you looked at it closely. It's a half-pound burger. It's got chili, Fritos, sour cream, shredded cheese, and raw onion.
Only thing I would change, I would saute the onion. That's it. Other than that, I'm all in.
All right. Yeah, I love raw onions. I was there last night. This thing, do you remember it when we did it like 5-6 years ago, Crowder?
Because
it is so good. Had it last night for the first time. We had done this once before, 5 or 6 years ago at Tucker Duke's, but it was so good. Those Fritos give it a little bit of crunch. So that, because I know you kind of watch what you eat, Twan, but you go in on a Hochman burger.
He does something, Hawk. Pilates or something, because Twan's in shape.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask the kids, every day I work out like pre-practice or after practice for a couple minutes. I got like one of those old, you know, Asian workouts where you just, you know, throwing your hands up or look like I'm doing karate. I don't do any weightlifting. It's all like body movement, all body weight. That's all I do. That's all I can handle because my body's broken. I hurt every day. My elbows hurt, knee hurt, neck hurt, everything hurt.
So you grew to Jane Fonda.
Oh, 100%. Jane, you know what? That's exactly what it is. if I had to wear those pink shorts, I would. If it means I can stay in shape. My goal is to get to 102.
I didn't talk to you since I saw Tyson at the Dolphins Lions joint practice.
Right.
And he ran up on me. Yeah, how was that with now, you know, saying like you just said you glossed over where he's not with the Lions anymore. But we talked to OG about little OG. How was it with Tyson going to, you know, in an NFL camp for you?
Man, honestly, as I get older, I'm getting more and more emotional. But to sit there up in the stands and watch my son do something that he's been wanting to do since he was 5 years old, it was breathtaking. I mean, I've never watched a game so intently. I've never been so nervous, so excited, so scared all at the same time. And watching something, I enjoyed every second. I mean, to see your kids, like, do something that they really want to do is so breathtaking to me. I mean, I flew to all of his games, me and my wife. It was great. It was an absolutely amazing experience. Now, I do believe that Detroit messed up. No, I don't think they should have cut him. Now that's daddy talking. But but at the end of the day, though, to watch your son play at the highest level, to be the 1% of the 1%, even if it was just for 5 weeks, and I think he's going to get an opportunity. He's getting phone calls. People are interested in him. And I'm excited that he's going to get some more opportunities in the National Football League. But just to be able to see him do it, I don't care how long I play in the National Football League or coach, or that has nothing. There's no comparison to watch your child do something that they were born to do. And I was excited for those weeks to watch him. And it was absolutely amazing just to talk to him after the games and to be able to talk to him at the same level. Now he understands it from my level. Now I can really talk to him from the X's and O's. And now he understands all the things that I talked about when he was a kid. So it was great to just be able to connect with him in that deep way.
And now Tyson's a grown man. Can he hang out with Uncle Chan on the weekend?
No way. You know, it's funny. We had a whole conversation about you the other day. My 15-year-old said, Daddy, does Mr. Crowder really don't take no baths? I said, baby, he just take a different kind of bath. He take a bath, it's just he let the water run through his skin. He just don't scrub. But he take a bath. She said, that's just nasty. I said, no, hey, I'm not going to say it's nasty. He's just different, baby. He's just coming from a different direction. We had a whole conversation. She was so intrigued that you don't take no bath.
Tell him to be more like his white uncle in the Quarter Zip. Yeah, I'll be Quarter Zip. Uncle Quarter Zip takes a shower at least twice a day.
Mention your name, Hawk.
We appreciate your time always. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do. And RussellEducationFoundation.com is the website. We're going to raise a whole bunch of money for you, hopefully, this month. If anyone needs help getting into the Take Twan to the Bank pool, you can always DM me on Instagram or Twitter. I've got the link for it if you can't recall as you're driving how to find it. And same thing with the Hochman Burger. We can tell you where to go get it if you so need to do. Just DM me somewhere. Twan Russell, good luck tonight, and we will talk to you throughout the football season.
Thank you very much, guys. I'm humbled. I'm very humbled for you guys' involvement, but thank you very much. God bless you guys.
And tell the kids they can start talking again. There you go. Twan Russell, he's the athletic director now at St. Thomas, and he does such great work in the community. We are humbled to be in his presence every time we're in awesome. His presence. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to come on this Football Friday.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got $100,000 cash.
Take him.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.